Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Suzanne Colucci, and here are today's top local stories.
It is only Thursday, but today may be the busiest day at the airports for people heading out of town for the Labor Day weekend. Our Marla Diamond is at LaGuardia.
The TSA estimates 2.5 million travelers will pass through the three area airports this weekend. At LaGuardia's Terminal B, Jackie Dunlop was flying home to Houston after a two-week cruise to Canada, and it was smooth sailing.
It's been very easy. We took a private van from the cruise terminal, and here we are. We're early. We're 4 hours early.
Her travel companion, Allison George, was looking forward to getting back home.
We're ready. We're ready to get back home. Get back into a regular life.
The TSA says extra staff has been added to reduce delays at the security checkpoints, but still advises travelers to arrive to the airport early. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at LaGuardia Airport.
The NYPD has released surveillance video and photos of three teens wanted for a robbery earlier this month in Central Park.
Police are looking for three teens who assaulted a 27-year-old woman and took her phone and purse on West Drive at 65th Street. People on that route, like Anna Lee, tell me,
I haven't had any issues at all, and I'm not at all concerned.
Do you come in the park at night?
I do not.
Barry is here all the time.
I just go on with my life, and I don't think about it.
And come during the day?
Only.
Police had a command post off 7th Avenue after a series of muggings at the south end of the park. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
You can see photos and video of the suspects in this robbery by heading to 1010winds.com. If you recognize anybody involved, give Crime Stoppers a call at 800-577-TIPS. Two subway attacks to tell you about. The first happened a little after 11 last night in Washington Heights. Police say the suspect slashed a man on his arm and chest while he was waiting for a train at the 191st Street station. He was taken to the hospital, but is expected to be okay. Police say the suspect took off, disappearing onto a northbound number one train. You can check out his picture also at 1010winds.com. In Brooklyn, there was another random attack. Police say a group of teenage girls whacked an elderly man in the head with a scooter. The victim, 76 years old, was lying on a bench at the Rockaway Avenue station when it happened. They also reportedly punched and kicked him. He's in the hospital in stable condition. Police say the teens all ran off, but not before a surveillance video caught them. Again, you can see those details by heading over to 1010winds.com. The nationwide listeria outbreak linked to Boar's Head deli meat is growing, and it just turned deadly in New York.
The CDC telling us the deli meat listeria outbreak is the largest since a 2011 outbreak that was linked to cantaloupe in the United States. Dr. Niti Kumar, a cardiovascular specialist based with St. Peter's University, speaking with CBS New York as their expert.
What's most concerning about listeria is it can cause inflammation to the brain, neurologic symptoms, headache, confusion, even death.
Again, of these six recent deaths, one from New York State, the health department telling us they are not allowed for privacy reasons to release that person's name or what part of New York State they're from. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Lower Manhattan.
The recalled products include liverwurst, ham, bologna, sausage, and roasted bacon. The CDC says since these deli meats have a long shelf life, you might still have them in your refrigerators. Some of the affected products have a sell-by date that goes into October of 2024. A tragic end to the case of a missing child in New Jersey. Police say they found the four-year-old in a pond not far from the back deck of the family's home in Monroe Township. The child was not breathing and was later pronounced dead. The prosecutor's office describes the drowning as accidental and did not give any more details. Tragedy in Middlesex County, New Jersey. Police say a missing four-year-old was found drowned in a pond near the family home. Monroe Township police received a 911 call about a missing child just before 7 Tuesday night. The child was eventually found in a pond 50 yards from the back of the home and wasn't breathing. Officers performed CPR to no avail.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.